comes back with the lead. West Mesa back up on top, 57-55 after the three-pointer by Rivas. Panthers in the front court to Elena. Elena with the ball, trying to dribble around. Goes right side, kicks it to Woods. Woods back to Elena, deep in the far corner. Up to Selena. Selena with the ball, 1:33 to go. Back to Elena. Elena underneath and throws the ball away, and Varela will come up with the ball. Going up in the court, gets it to Martinez. Martinez will gather it back in with 1:23 to go. West Mesa up by two. Panthers need to get a steal or a foul. Varela with the ball, dribbling around, almost loses the ball, gets rid of it to Burke. Burke will hold the ball. 1:09. Plenty of time, though. Varela now with the ball, almost stolen away again by P.A. Dravista. Back to Burke. Burke will hold the ball, gets it to Varela. And the ball stolen away. Panthers will steal it away. And Blackie tries to hang on to the ball. And a quick timeout that she almost lost the ball. Joe Reed making a great timeout as P.A. Dravista will hang on to the ball with 52 seconds to go. Heads up by Joe because Blackie stole it. But she was in trouble, and she was trying not to travel because she was falling to the ground. She kept dribbling. This is nerve-wracking, Wally.
It is.
57-55. Panthers have a chance to tie the game or take the lead as we are in overtime. Panthers fought hard to come back to tie it at 50 in regulation. Woods ready to inbound for the Panthers with 52 seconds to go. So get it to Lena in the backcourt. Elena Watson will dribble up, looks to go right side, looking down there, nothing there. Now she'll call out the play and back up. Elena with the ball, a little pressure, gets rid of it, almost throws it away. Blackie will gather back in. Back over to Elena. She'll penetrate, goes with the little runner, up and good. We're tied up at 57. 57 all, pressure by the Panthers in the backcourt. They'll throw it up. Burke now will throw it back to Varela. Varela in the backcourt, throws it all the way in the front court to Cordova. Cordova looking to attack. She'll pull back, kicks it back up to Rivas. 20 seconds to go. They're looking for one shot to win the game. Rivas with the ball. 13 seconds. Rivas looking to penetrate. Goes in. The ball's almost stolen away. She puts it up. No good. Rebound comes down. Kicks out. Fight for the ball. And we're going to get a reach and foul on Woods. And with 5 seconds to go, and they're going to go to the line to shoot 1-1.
That's going to put number 15 on the line, Esperanza Varoz. And Varoz is 2 of 2 from the free throw line.
Well, they still have plenty of time with 5 seconds, regardless of what happens. And she's shooting 1-1. So Varoz ready to go. 1-1. So eye up the basket. Take a couple of dribbles. Puts it up, and it is good. Gets the roll, and it's good. Up by one. And West Mesa wants a timeout. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll come back. 5 seconds to go in the game. 30-second timeout on 107.9 Pirate Radio. And welcome back. 2019 NMAA State Basketball Championships on 107.9 Pirate Radio. 5A basketball, it's overtime. As there's only 5 seconds left in the game, and we still have one shot, free throw shot to go from West Mesa. They lead by one, 58-57. See what happens. See if Panthers have a last second shot, because that's basically what it's going to boil down to. She will put it up, and it's good. 2-point lead. Pedro Vista ready to inbound. 5 seconds to go. Throws it down the floor, and it's going to be thrown away. Oh, and we're going to get a timeout. Panthers have 2 seconds timeout at half court as Woods gathers in the ball. And that was almost thrown away. It went over West Mesa's head, went into Woods' hands, and fortunate for them, Panthers call a timeout and have 2 seconds to make a shot. So let's see who's going to get it. It's going to be either a tie or a win for the Panthers.
And they've got Billy triple teamed right now. They've got her triple team.
They'll get it in. She's got to shoot it. She penetrates, puts up the three-pointer at the buzzer, and it doesn't go. It doesn't go. West Mesa will move on to the semifinals as Elena Watson had a pretty good look.
And TV will suffer their first loss to this West Mesa team.